NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. This is Jeannie Murphy. It's Talented People. It's 3 o'clock already on March 23rd. I hope you're having a great day. I want to give you a little update if you happen to be listening to the forecast in the central New Jersey area today. This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high about 69. West winds about 14 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low about 41. Mostly sunny all day on Thursday with a high of 66. Showers likely on Thursday night. Mostly cloudy with a low about 50 degrees. On Friday, a chance of rain before noon, then a chance of showers afternoon. Partly sunny with a high of 64. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low about 33. Sunny all day on Saturday, and then Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low about 35. Mostly sunny all day on Sunday with a high of 59 and a chance of showers on Sunday night. Mostly cloudy with a low about 44. Monday, chance of showers again, mostly cloudy with a high of 60. And that's the forecast, so we hope you are enjoying this. Today is actually beautiful outside. I'm like dressed for spring and summer here with flip-flops and all. All right, so I wanted to just introduce to you, we're going to be at a real quick break and then back to having a conversation with some representatives from the Hunterdon County Hunterdon Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative. And we'll be right back. It's going to be an interesting conversation. Stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks so much for listening in today. We appreciate it. Hope you're going to enjoy the show. We're going to learn a little bit about the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative, and we have three representatives in studio here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. We have Colette Camisa, okay. And she's the finance and HR manager for the Hunterdon Prevention Resources. And then we have Dolores Van Pelt, the director of organizational effectiveness here at Hunterdon Healthcare right here in Flemington. And then also we have Kim Blonda, and she's the nurse BSN clinical liaison for Hunterdon Regional Community Health. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you here, and I know that you guys have a lot to say and to share with everybody about what you're doing and some upcoming events and so on. So let's start from the beginning. Why don't you, Kim, first tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do over there at Hunterdon Healthcare.
Sure. So I am a registered nurse, but primarily my responsibility now is looking at Hunterdon County and assessing the health needs of the county. So I do that through a number of things, and a lot of people help me, but we look at health data, and then we come together as a group called the Partnership for Health, which is a group of over 30 organizations from different sectors throughout the county, and we kind of vote on what those health initiatives are going to be that we cover over a three-year period, and we do that through action teams.
Can you give a quick example of one of the type of projects that you'd be working on? Just one real quick, and then we'll introduce and get back to the details.
So, I'll go through real quick. We actually have four action teams. One is the obesity action team. One is a substance abuse action team. One is an aging-related issues action team. And the last one is Latino health disparities.
Wow.
A lot of stuff.
That is a lot of stuff, and that ranges almost through every age group and almost everything you can think of.
It does.
I'm sure there's a lot of work involved with that, so we'll get back to more on that in a second or two. All right, with Dolores, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do over there at Hunterdon Healthcare?
Yes, hi. I'm Dolores Van Pelt. I've been a nurse for over 30 years, and in my department, we do patient care experience and regulatory standards, and we do performance improvement. We look at ways to improve and make things more efficient.
Well, I know Hunterdon Healthcare has the most outstanding reputation. I'm so proud of having Hunterdon Healthcare right in our own backyard here for Hunterdon County, and I appreciate both of your work so much so far. And Colette, you're with the Hunterdon Prevention Resources, so can you tell us about what you do?
Yes, I am a finance HR manager for Hunterdon Prevention Resources, and my goal here today is because I have a passion for health and wellness, and I became a certified personal trainer. And in addition to that, I got certified in corporate wellness, and that was where my goal was to, because I sit all day as a finance HR manager, and I'm lovingly called the bean counter, I like to get up and move, and I thought, you know what, there's a lot of people in the corporate world who are sitting just like I am, who need to get up and move and to realize what health and wellness really is and how you can incorporate that into your daily workforce day.
Mm-hmm. So now all three of you together, you're here and you're kind of representing different places, but you're working together. So let's hear about what you're all up to together.
Sure. So the initiative, I guess, initially started because we were talking to the chamber about how to really reach people where they are in relation to their health. So the Partnership for Health Obesity Action Team, of course, they want to kind of move the needle in a positive direction as far as obesity is concerned. And it's very difficult to get people to come out to programs. So you have programs about heart health or weight control or exercise. People are busy. They don't have time to be coming out to these programs. So we decided, why don't we take this program to where we spend a lot of our time? And where we spend a lot of our time is at work. So that's how we kind of started with this initiative. And the chamber was just a natural place to start.
We wanted to look at areas where we can provide benefits for the employers as well as the employees. And with the employers, we were looking at lowering healthcare costs, increasing productivity, and reducing absentees. The healthier your employees are, the better off. So get them up, moving, as Colette said, within their environment, helping them to make better choices at lunch, providing better choices at meetings. We're always at meetings, so we would like to see better choices of food.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe have a walking meeting. That would be fun.
That's what we've actually instituted at some organizations that that have participated, walking meetings, change a few things at your meetings, get rid of the donuts, bring in the fruit, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, little steps that we're taking that's going to make a big impact.
So how long have you guys been working on this initiative?
We started working on the initiative last year, but we really rolled it out in January. We had what we call the champion breakfast. And what a champion is we choose someone from each company, or the company really designates who that person is, to sort of be the, as I call it, the chief motivation officer at that particular business, where they can come and represent their business, get the health information that we're offering, and then really be a cheerleader for their employees. Mm-hmm. So they come to the breakfasts that we have are quarterly. In fact, we have one coming up on April 22nd that we'll invite everybody to coming up.
Tell us a little bit about the details, because we're going to have to hit on that a couple times in the next hour.
Sure, sure. So, again, the date of the breakfast, the champion breakfast, is April 22nd. It's really open to anyone in the community. They can join or register for the breakfast on the Hunterdon County Chamber website, and then it's let me just say this. It's a free event. It's free.
Always good.
We haven't mentioned that. In fact, this entire program, that's one of the wonderful things about it, is even a small business or even a business of one person can benefit from this because it's free. There's no cost,
and
which is
that?
Important. Mm-hmm. So this breakfast is going to be at Hunterdon Regional Community Health. The address is 215 Route 31 in Flemington. It's not far from the hospital. Across the street from Deli Works, if you know where that is, near Sand Hill Road. And we provide a healthy breakfast. So we sort of show an example of what a healthy breakfast could look like. And it's actually really good, too.
Absolutely.
And then we provide health information that they can then bring back to their workplace. And it's really a positive sharing of information.
Absolutely.
And actually, I'm going to have Colette take over and talk about our worksite wellness points.
Sure. So some of the things that we give out at the breakfast are posters. We've given out recipe cards. We've given different ideas of what you can do in the office. And what will happen is the company will get points for each thing that they do. So, for instance, the poster that we provide to the workforce, if they just go and they hang it up, they get so many points for doing that. And the wellness champion will keep track of all the points that is earned by that company. Mm-hmm. And then when we have our next breakfast, you bring all your points with you, and then we will set up a spreadsheet and keep track of everyone's points for them. And at that breakfast, yes, it is free, and yes, the program is free. Everything that we give you is free, and we will also be raffling off a Fitbit at the next breakfast, two Fitbits, I believe. Mm-hmm. So there's prizes to be won if you just come out and participate. Some of the other things that we do, you can initiate a walking club. That would get you points. If you, like I said, post our healthy lifestyle posters up in your workplace. If you attend an off-site health presentation, and there's lots of those to be had, you'll get points for that. If you bring people with you from your workforce, you'll even get more points for that. If you have a smoke-free work site, because this isn't just about eating right or exercising. It's about a healthy lifestyle. So there's smoke-free work site. There's also on the Chamber's website, you can download these little inspirational business cards that you can put at people's desks all around your office, like, you know, smile, it makes people happy, or don't forget good posture while you're on the computer. And it makes people smile, and it gets the office talking about, you know, being healthier. We have healthy tips that we'll put in the Chamber newsletter. So there's lots of easy ways to earn points and still, you know, become healthy.
Right. So let me ask you a question for those out there listening, because I know that there's people sitting at their desks and they're probably saying to themselves, oh, my God, I really want to do this, but my boss doesn't let me do anything. We never change and blah. Is there any kind of words of advice that you could say to those people out there? Is there any kind of criteria or anything that you can help them sell it to the people who make decisions? I mean, I'm sold already. Of course, everybody who's in the position wants to be better. But when you have to ask for that, what do you do?
Well, your employer really wants some of the benefits that can come out of this. Less absentee, lower health costs. You know, if your whole crew is healthy, you're going to lower your health cost. Improving retention. You know, a happy work environment will keep people staying with you. If you're on the fence, just go to the 100 in Chamber website and look. Right in the middle of the page is a Healthy 100 in Workforce Initiative. And click on that, and you'll could see the list of meals and activities that you can participate in. And some of it doesn't need your boss to do that with you. You could do it on your lunch break as
That's a very good clarification there, too, as well. So, what about, like, is this actually brought by a collaboration of, like, the prevention services and the 100 in healthcare? I was looking at your sponsors before we go to break.
Right. So it is a collaboration, and we do have several sponsors. The YMCA of 100 in County is a sponsor. 100 in healthcare is a sponsor. And 100 in Cardiovascular Associates is another sponsor. But we have many, many partners as part of the Partnership for Health. It's actually more than 30 organizations and agencies throughout the county, including the Chamber, that's a part of that. And really, they have a common goal of promoting wellness and well-being and a positive quality of life in Hunterdon and County. So they work on many things. This is really just one small initiative that we're working on right now. I wanted to mention one thing also is that part of this program is really stressing that small changes can have a huge impact. And, you know, you brought up the person, maybe they're getting resistance from their boss, but really very small changes, even just, you know, going for a walk at lunchtime or swapping out the donuts for a healthier option. And this doesn't mean that everybody has to go around policing everybody that, mm-hmm. you know, put down the soda or, you know, don't pick up that bagel. It's really about, you know, how can we include positive choices? So if you have bagels, maybe you have some fruit also, so people have the choice of making a better choice if that's what they want to do.
Right. And if you go have the bagel, go for a walk.
Right. And I think just also bringing it up, reminding people that, you know, this is even something that you should consider. You know, you have to start somewhere. There may not be as many people in the room on that particular day, but talking about it and getting people just to remember these are small things, like you say, and they make a difference over time. We're going to go to our first break right now. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. It's already 3:14 on March 23rd. I'm so excited about April being here, but I just can't believe it is already a week away. I hope you're enjoying our conversation. We're learning about the Healthy 100 and Workforce Initiative, and I hope you stay with us through the break. We'll be right back. It's a short break. Thanks.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for listening in. We all appreciate it here. And I also want to thank the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce for having their in-studio radio station here that we get to broadcast live across the nation, focusing on all kinds of issues at hand, including this one. Even though we're talking specifically about Hunterdon County today, this is something that wherever you're listening from, you should pay attention to. They're implementing a really exciting program that's been out there for a while. It's called the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative. And their tagline is the ultimate return on investment. And that's because that speaks directly to the ones who are operating, running the company, making the decisions and so on. This is an opportunity for you to make your business even better. And so listen to what the ladies are saying. Again, there's three of them here in studio. We have Kim Blanda, and she's with Hunterdon Healthcare. And then we also have Dolores Van Pelt, who's with Hunterdon Healthcare. And then Colette Camisa.
Yep.
Get better every time. And she's with Hunterdon Prevention Resources, which all three of these ladies and both their organizations do so much for Hunterdon County. So let's go back and continue with the conversation. Tell us a little more about the program and what you have on your mind today.
Sure. So you were talking about how we initially got started with this. And one of the things that we did was we went out to one of the businesses in Hunterdon County. We went out to Bedard Kowicki, which is one of the biggest accounting firms in Hunterdon County. And we knew that they were interested in a worksite wellness program. So we went out kind of to pick their brains a little bit. And I went out and gave a presentation about what we were thinking. But really, I was there to ask them questions about things that would be important to them as the managers of the business, and things that they thought would be important to their employees, and things that they would all benefit from. So it was really very interesting. We got wonderful feedback. One of the things that they talked about was during tax season, they eat very poorly because they have no time, they're rushing around, they have a lot of clients. It's a very high stress time, so you tend to reach for those treats.
Potato chips, all night. Yeah. Something sugary.
Exactly. The Snickers bars.
Picture it.
Yeah. Exactly. So that was one thing that they talked about. And we talked about ways that they could combat those kind of problems in the high stress times. They have a lunch room and we talked about providing.
That's so thoughtful. I'm like totally into their and they're really concerned. I love that.
They really were. Like mm-hmm. I said, this was the manager's meeting. So they are concerned about their employees. So we talked about maybe some healthier options of things that people could choose. You know, nuts and seeds are things that really help you know, your hunger, but they're a healthier option than, you know, the candy bar or the chips that you mentioned. So we also talked about walking meetings. When I mentioned walking meetings, they were like, wow, that's such a great idea.
Like, I'm like, what really is a walking meeting? I can't, I'm not sure so, what you mean.
I mean, basically, if two people are talking... Mm-hmm. They could be walking and talking.
Duh. I was picturing like people walking around the elevator, it's like a mouse trap. But now if they're talking business, then they're like, okay, I get
right.
it.
No, I duh. Mean, obviously that's that doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work in every situation, but there's certainly situations where that does work.
Absolutely.
And interesting enough, if you read the research, exercising and moving actually helps with your thought process.
Well, I know they say all the time, especially even if you're on the radio or telephone and doing an interview, you should be standing up and talking because you're able to think and move and
yeah.
project.
It can be more effective as a salesperson, or whatever you do, right? Exactly.
So
it has many benefits. Some of the other things they would like is to try to get people access to exercise. So they're wondering if maybe we could get some of the gyms in the area to offer discounts and things like that. And that is something that we're working on in this program. So we're asking businesses to really partner with us on this. There actually are opportunities for sponsorships for this program as well. We did talk about some of our sponsors, the YMCA, 100 Healthcare, and 100 Cardiovascular Associates. And if anybody else would like to be a sponsor, that information is available on the 100 County Chamber website as well. Because that's another way to show your community that you care about your community, the employees, and everyone's wellness.
And so the sponsors, are there different levels and so on? And I know there's probably an investment on their part, but they also get so much in return and they're helping. And that is what brings these programs to, you know, the individuals and the companies at no cost. So it's worth it for sure.
So we do. We have a sponsor that's $2,500, and we have all kinds of things that go along with that, having your logo on the promotional materials, kind of including you. Then we have the $1,000 sponsor. That will be at another level as well. It's if you go to the web chamber, the website chamber, you will see all the different sponsorships and levels. The other thing that we were looking at is for healthy dinners, because we are so busy and we're racing for here to there and the children's activities, is looking for different organizations to provide healthy dinners. So maybe they could run to ShopRite, collect the dinner and go, or even some of the restaurants to have a pickup and look towards more healthier food.
I can't imagine anybody out there who doesn't want to get involved. If you're listening, all you have to do is, you know, contact the chamber, even make it easy on yourself. It's easy to get in touch with us. And also, of course, 100 Healthcare and 100 Prevention Resources are always available, doing so much. I can't even get over it. Tell us again, real quick, Kim, about signing up for the lunch and what you were going to say about where to go to sign up.
Oh, okay. So two things. The luncheon is our champion luncheon, April 22nd, and it's at 100 Regional Community Health, which is located at 215 Route 31. It's close near the hospital, across the street from Deli Works, just near Sand Hill Road, if you know where that is. And actually, we don't have the time. I'm just noticing.
It's
8:30 to 10. So you definitely have to go on the chamber website to register. But as far as registering for the worksite wellness program, a lot of people ask, some of the frequently asked questions are, well, I work for myself. I work from home. So I guess I can't be a part of the program. Yes, you absolutely can, because you're probably the one sitting there for 12 hours a day eating all the junk and not moving.
Hello, I'm signing up.
So please, we want you to sign up. But really, everyone is included, and you don't have to be a chamber member to be included either. You know, the information is available to everyone, because really what we're really trying to do is create a culture of health and wellness throughout the entire county. Mm-hmm. So why would we want to exclude people from that?
Absolutely.
So in order to register, you can go on the Hunterdon Chamber website. And as Dolores mentioned, there is the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce logo there. I think it says click here, and you can go and register. There's some questions that they'll ask. We do ask that each business assigns a champion, or as I like to say, chief motivation officer, because you really need someone to keep it going. You need it to be sustainable. And there's always someone in the office that's sort of the cheerleader for healthy choices.
Right, right.
So that would be a good person to choose. And they can help sort of put out the information that we're sending.
And they could probably be creative and add even more incentives in their own offices to just keep everybody
absolutely
on track.
Actually,
right?
Colette is a great person to talk about that.
Okay, let's hear.
That was the one thing I wanted to mention, is that we talk about, you know, the return on your investment, and if there's employers who are hesitant to get involved, I run a lot of challenges at my office, and so much so that they're ready to probably kill me if they're listening right now.
They love it.
Because they have another one coming in April that they don't know about yet. But the camaraderie that comes out of this is unbelievable, and how you support each other and how you're talking about, oh, maybe I tried green beans a different way, or maybe I tried green beans for the first time, because that was one of the challenges that I ran, was a healthy eating challenge, and people don't realize you're supposed to eat 4 to 5 servings of vegetables a day. And when you really sit down and count and look and see what you eat, you're probably not getting 4 to 5 servings of vegetables a day. So we started to do that at my office, and I started to turn it into a challenge. And then you'd get extra points if you tried something that you never tried before. So many of us go for the cauliflower and the broccoli. Nobody ever tries the mustard greens, the collard greens, the leeks, all that stuff. So everybody tried different vegetables, and they took pictures of it. They had to submit it to me on a text message. We had a lot of fun with it, and we shared recipes. One of the biggest challenges that I did was I took the staff and I broke them into two teams, and we walked to Miami. That was the challenge. So everybody got a pedometer, and I logged all their steps every day, every week, and the two teams actually made the one who walked the furthest got a gift. A prize, and the team who walked the furthest, because the winner of whoever walked the furthest doesn't necessarily need to be on the team that won.
Right.
And we actually made it to Key Largo and Key West. So
that's amazing.
Both teams went past Miami, and it was in a month.
Wow.
It was in a month, because you really should be trying to get 10,000 steps a day, which is next to impossible unless you really plan it.
Yeah.
So, but my teams did awesome. And we had it like a great little party. And I'm not talking big gifts. I bought little jars of sand and put seashells in it because we walked to Miami Beach. I bought big, goofy sunglasses for everybody. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of fun, and people talked about it for months afterwards.
Well, you're still talking about it.
Yep.
That's so cute.
And the good news is, if you share it on social media, you get 250 points.
Wow. That's what I was going to ask you guys about. Like, are you guys very active on social media, or are you mostly with the organizations and people, individuals, employees that are following you guys, sharing it and getting it out to their
We're trying. We took a few pictures.
Laura's
sent it to Laura. Laura's been doing it for us.
Laura's awesome, though. You've got a good asset there. If anyone's going to be in charge, it's got to be her. Laura Cummins. She's always doing everything at the chamber here. Right?
Social media.
Fascinated
guru.
By it.
Yeah, on Facebook. Right, Laura?
Members have been sending her pictures, and Laura's been posting them.
I wouldn't be able to say enough about that's a great activity for everybody out there listening. What's your handle for Twitter? Do you know offhand or anything? Is it just better to follow you?
Hunterdon Chamber.
Follow Chamber. That's good. Okay, it's easy enough.
Good news is, when an organization goes on Facebook and looks up, they could see some ideas of what they could do in their own organization. So it's a great.
Right, because 250 points is a lot.
Yeah.
It's not a secret. It's not a secret. We share like every challenge, everything, all ideas. We kind of put it on the table, and you kind of pick and choose, and you do what works best for you, for your own company.
Yeah, I really can't stress enough about the small changes having a big impact, because some offices will embrace this the way that Colette's office is, you know, did. But even just putting a sign by the water cooler that says, hey, guess how much water you're supposed to drink in a day as a reminder, or putting a little post-it note on your monitor that says posture to remind you to sit up properly or to stand up every hour, you know, little things have a big impact on your health, and that's what we're trying to stress.
The one thing that I came across, I had a lady call me and say, I have a real problem because I only have vending machines in my office. And the only thing to drink out of there is soda. So we had a long conversation about it, and I said, there should be a phone number on the side of the vending machine. Call the vending machine company and tell them. Well, P.S., she did, and she got water put in there. There's still soda in there for those who insist on having the soda, but the other option is there. So, and that was
check
no
it out
cost.
And see, right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can change anything. Don't be confined by walls that you see. Break them down.
Right.
Change them.
Totally agree. Perfect time for our break. We're going to go to our break, break down the walls, change, go to small steps, and listen more about the Healthy 100 and Workforce Initiative right after our short break. And it's just going to be the news. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Well, I feel comfortable. I think they've done all they can.
You'd lose it completely if you had to go around being terrified all the time. Try not to think about it, but still be aware.
New York City residents commenting on the increased security in the subway system and high-profile areas today after the ISIS terror attacks in Brussels this week. Scott Pringle reports from Penn Station.
There are a handful of National Guardsmen and women in uniform wandering around here. Amtrak also has canine dogs and men with what looks like semi-automatics patrolling the main lobby here. And the NYPD has deployed counterterrorism units to the subway system.
I feel confident that they can thwart an attack?
As well as any as it could be, but there's no guarantees for anything.
But one woman told me she would like to see more bag checks. Scott Pringle at Penn Station in New York.
This is USA Radio News. Breaking news on USARadio.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in. 3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having an interesting afternoon, and I hope you're enjoying our show today. It's very informative, at least to me. I'm learning all about, and so are you right now. Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to have brought over Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative, and three ladies from the county that are working on this initiative, both two from Hunterdon Healthcare and one from Hunterdon Prevention and Prevention Resources. And so let's go back to our conversation. Bring us again up to date on what's going on, and then we have about 10 minutes before our next break, so let's hear what's going on in your heads.
Okay, so I'll just mention again that we are having a champion breakfast to invite anyone that would like to join the Healthy Hunterdon workforce. It's on April 22nd from 8:30 to 10 at Hunterdon Regional Community Health, 215 Route 31 in Flemington, and you can register on the Hunterdon County Chamber website. So that's how to kind of get hooked into this program. And if you're not even sure whether you want to join it or not, just come. Just come to the meeting. You know, you're not bound by anything. Just listen to what we have to say, and I can guarantee that you'll want to join after you come.
I was going to ask you about that, if you don't mind for a second, just to, you know, get a little more information. Like, when someone goes to your breakfast or your lunches quarterly or whatever you're offering, are there presentations, and what's it like? I mean, I know you have actually, you know, you're presenting different
right.
healthy foods and stuff, but is there like a speaker or
right.
What's it about?
So we do give a presentation. Basically, what we want to do is introduce the program, talk about some of the tools that we have that, again, are at no cost to them. They actually take some of the tools with them. Mm-hmm. They include a wonderful poster that maybe Dolores will talk about in a minute. It includes flyers about all kinds of helpful hints, things that would really help people in the workplace. So we know they have to eat lunch, you know, they have to have meetings sometimes with food. They probably have a hard time getting home and making a healthy meal because they're so pressed for time. So we think about all of these things and we try to solve these problems for them and we suggest things that would be helpful. So I'll let Dolores talk about our poster that we give to anyone who joins the program. They can hang it in their office as a reminder of ways to make small changes and have big impacts on your health.
Thank you. So one of the things is eat smarter. Simply by bringing a brown bag for your lunch, as opposed to ordering something or buying something in the cafeteria, choosing fresh food, and I like this one, avoid food containing ingredients you cannot pronounce. So if you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't be eating it. When dining out, choose bake or broil or steamed over fried foods.
That's what I was going to ask you about, too, because that is a big problem with, you know, the companies, and they're taking out their clients, and they're going out to eat all the time, and so that's interesting, too. I mean, really, you don't think about those things. I thought it was cool that you mentioned that, even going home and having to cook.
Right.
People just grab fast
challenge.
And drive through and anything to make it easy, and it's really so awful.
And when you're looking for something to drink, because we want you to keep your fluids up, you want to choose something that's low in sugar, not high in sugars. Keep a food journal. Sometimes that really helps you in saying, oh, my gosh, that's all I ate today, or, wow, I ate a lot today. Either way, that works. Another initiative we looked at is keeping moving, you know, taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Join a walking club. This way it helps get you out and move. Get up and stretch at your desk. Go for a quick bike ride or a walk after work. Those are all really good initiatives to get involved in. Take charge of your health. Don't forget, since we work in healthcare, we want you to do your annual physical, keep up with your vaccines, and have the appropriate screening for mammograms, prostate, colon cancer, and gynecological exams. Don't forget your teeth, so you want to do your dental checkups and cleanings, and protect your skin from the sun. These are all very important things, and it's all part of being healthy. Mm-hmm. Lastly, you want to de-stress yourself. You want to make sure that you have coping strategies in order to help get rid of some of that stress that you gain. Some meditation, yoga, stretching. These can all be found over at HRCH area. Practice deep breathing.
What's that? HR? What did you just say?
Hunterdon and Regional Community Health. It's okay. Our abbreviation.
Okay. Well, you know what you're talking about, but we don't.
Sorry.
Thank you for the clarification. Where's the yoga and meditation at? Okay, now we know.
You know, you were asking about what we do at the Champion Breakfast, and one thing that Colette does that's amazing is that she shows you exercises you can do right in your office, and she purposely wears a dress and heels.
Oh, my goodness.
While she does it, because there's really no reason.
Right.
Exactly.
Because nobody can believe
you're
it
not,
can really
you're
be
not
done.
Sweating
right.
up a storm. That's you're just great. Stretching and right. moving.
Right. Well, I do want you, Dolores, just to, because what you just said was so important in so many ways, I want to remind everybody out there about what your tagline is again, because it's the ultimate return on investment. And again, we're talking to the individuals, those listening, about things that they can do. And then to remind the employers that this is your top priority, you know, you guys can speak to that one more time, just to remind anyone out there again who's, you know, kind of like ruling, you know, their company, but not really considering that value return how important it is in all ways, mentally, physically, emotionally, for the people that they're employing. You can't do anything better than what you guys are up to. So.
Right. And actually, there are research studies. I mean, we're saying it, but don't take our word for it. Go Google it yourself. There's tons of research studies that show how employees are more productive when they're in a healthy environment. You know, we hear the stories of companies like Merck and Google and all of those and how they have all these wonderful facilities and things. But there are things that you can do that don't cost any money.
That aren't taking away from your time and
exactly.
everything else that they're considering.
Exactly. And that's what we're really trying to promote to people.
Mm-hmm.
Is
one of the things that we'd like to do at the next breakfast is to hear from the companies who have joined. We want to hear your experiences. We want to hear what worked in your office, what didn't. We'll give you ideas. You can give us ideas so that we know how to gear this program. Other things we've talked about is having people come in and actually do a presentation. Maybe somebody from the Diabetic Center come in and do something on nutrition. So there is thoughts going forward of what we can do, but we also want the feedback from the wellness champions to say, you know, what worked,
right?
What didn't,
even you know, with them just sharing what's happened and the differences that it's made in their own, you know, whatever it
in
is.
Their own office,
because it's nice to have when you finally get people actually on location having lunch to be able to go back armed to say what happened at these awesome companies that you're saying are supporters, sponsors, and participants.
Mm-hmm.
And because you know those, you know, that's, and again, the social media is, you know, so important. 250 points out there. If you share it, you can. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to go. I want to share away. Because and you can do that at following 100 and Chamber of Commerce, and I'm sure 100 and Chamber Radio is also going to be supporting that if they're not already. We're going to a break in just a couple minutes, but we do have a little bit more time. So, did you guys want to continue and remind everybody about how to get involved or where to sign up?
Sure. So, if you go on the Hunterdon County Chamber website, there's the Healthy Hunterdon logo will be there. Just click below it and you'll be able to register. They just ask you for a few pieces of information. It's very simple. And then we'll get you enrolled and you'll start receiving information about the program. And there's also a lot of information on the website even right now. So if you're listening, just go on to the Chamber website and you can get the recipes. You can get exercises to do at your desk. You can get copies of the flyers that you can print out. Right at home or at your office. Even the poster, I think, is posted up there. So there's a lot of information available right now. And then we'll be getting more to people at the breakfast on April 22nd in Flemington at the Hunterdon Regional Community Health.
And don't think just because we're coming up to April that you can't join, that you've missed 3 months. Don't think that way at all. Come and join. We will prorate points. We will make it equitable. Please have no fear about that.
Right.
Because
that's a good clarification.
Know, a
yeah, it's not like
be
you're being left behind. You just come and start.
They're going to hear that this company got 500 points or 250. Don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. Just forget the points. We will make everyone equal and just come. We want.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that equitable, because you think about some of the larger companies that you've even named and so on. Mm-hmm. There's no advantages to being a larger company.
No,
an individual
not at all.
Like myself with their own company has all same playing field.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So many get a free benefits. Breakfast.
A healthy,
can't beat that. And you can also tie in the walking while you're getting there.
That's
so
right.
You're already starting off on the right path in the morning.
You have to walk there, right?
That's right, absolutely.
So, you know, it is interesting, and you were talking about the poster, and I'm looking at it. Is this the one that you were talking about?
Yes.
You want to just talk a little bit about that? Because I think that's really cool for the offices.
Yeah, you know, I think another important thing to mention is that this, you know, a lot of times you hear about programs like this, and everybody thinks it's about losing weight.
Right.
And that's not what this program is about. Mm-hmm. For some people, they may want to lose weight, but the program really is about making healthier choices. So that can be healthier choices as far as what you're eating. That can be healthier choices as far as getting up and moving. Taking charge of your health, as Dolores mentioned, is really about wellness, and prevention is really key. I mean, we know that people who have their annual physicals, keep up with vaccines and their screenings, are healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you want to do that? And then stress. I know none of us have stress here.
No, I was going to say, you know, it's so funny because, like, you know, you think about being healthy and everything, and I'm like, focus on that. Like, yeah. It's such a terrible, like, you know, challenge right now for so many people in so many ways. They forget that that's something that is actually something that they have to consider for their well-being. So why don't you talk about that? We have 2 minutes.
Well, just to go really quick back to being a healthy county, Hunterdon has been named the healthiest county for the last 7 years. So we have done a great deal of work, but, you know, a lot of people are very competitive out there, other counties, and they want to get better than us. So we have to keep stepping up our game, and this is one of the ways we can do that.
It's a jungle out there.
That's right.
No, we're winning. So come on, everybody out there. Let's keep Hunterdon County in the front, in the lead. That is so funny to think about. I love it. All right, so we're going to go to our first or last break, actually. It's 3:43. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're enjoying our conversation talking about the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative. And I want to remind everybody out there, if you're listening and this is something that you want to get involved with, you can get involved and it's free. And you can sign up and just be catching up. You're not going to be left behind. It starts from the day you start. And if you're trying to get this to your, you know, management, you have to let them know the tagline, the ultimate return on investment, because we know everybody thinks out there, what's in it for me? This is all about what's in it for everybody. If you're the employee or if you're the manager and you want to be involved with the program, if you're the owner and you want to be part of the program or you want to look out better for your people, then you have to get involved. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. Hope you're listening in and taking notes because it's so important. We're talking about the Hunterdon, the Healthy Hunterdon Workplace Initiative. And right now, Colette is going to tell us. She's actually with the Prevention Resources in Hunterdon. I always get that wrong, but I know I see it every day everywhere I go. Thank you again for being here. Talk a little bit about stress and bring us up to date on that side of this.
Sure. Well, I was just informed that April is National Stress Awareness Month. So how about that? Tax season. Gee, is there a connection there or what?
Yeah.
But I have been doing challenges at my office now for over a year. And so recently I asked them, what do you guys want? Like, I could come up with all these different ideas, but what do you want? And the biggest thing that came back to me was, Colette, we talk about wellness and we talk about eating right and moving. What about de-stressing? And since I have absolutely no stress, that really never crossed my mind. I'm joking. My next challenge, actually, which is in perfect time for National Stress Awareness Month, is about stress and how to de-stress. And for a little like hint, guys, and for listening, we are going to play bingo in April. And what we're going to do is pick different things that we can do to de-stress daily. So maybe you don't take enough time for yourself and you've had this book on your nightstand. You know what? You're going to get some points if you take a half hour out of your day and read that book that's been sitting there getting dust. Or maybe you really want to go for a walk and you haven't. So take a walk at lunchtime and you'll get points for that. Some of the other things I said was like cuddle your dog. Like sometimes we take our dog for advantage, and they love us. So like give some love back and spend 10 minutes with your dog. They have therapy dogs for a reason. And if you have one in your house or a cat, you know, give it some love. I bet you'll feel a whole lot better. So different things like that you can do to de-stress. Now in your office, take a few deep breaths. It's amazing what that does for you. And a lot of people are like, oh, I don't have time to deep breathe. That's not going to do anything.
Right.
But it really, really does. It clears your head.
And the whole smiling thing, like smiling is contagious.
Yes.
And like, you know, people are so uptight. And one of the things I was going to mention is when you were speaking about that, when people get home from work a lot of times, and in this day and age, everybody is so rapidly on the internet. They got to be caught up current events. They got to see CNN and Fox News and all these crazy things happening all the time. And they're just overwhelming.
Right.
And people don't realize how much that takes out on their mental.
Absolutely.
And it's
yes.
just constantly feeding the more really kind of high
overload,
negative, anxiety-stricken stuff that just is standard operating procedure. And so I love what you were saying.
You went right into one of the ones that the staff is going to get points for, because if they put that phone away when they get home from work, no Facebook, no Twitter, mm-hmm. no Instagram, mm-hmm. for a debt, you're going to get extra points because mm-hmm. you don't realize, people are like, oh, I got to catch up. You don't have to catch up. Take a day and play a board game or
right.
call a friend. Don't text. Call right. a friend you haven't talked to in a while. So, you know.
People always say also, you know, like there's chores, and then people think of them as chores, and they just look at it like, oh my God, I have to do that this week. I have to mow the lawn. I have to do blah, blah, blah. But then if you are able to walk back from that a little bit and think about how actually sometimes people get their best inspirations and their best sales techniques or their best marketing ideas or whatever it is, plan out their like meeting up at one of your events or something and just taking a break. It's like, mm-hmm. it's like petting a dog.
Right.
You can change it around and say, I'm being productive and I really enjoy this. It's not that bad. Instead of just being so stressed out about it. I think it's just amazing. You can see how much, you know, we take, you know, people come and go here every week on the radio station and stuff, talk about it. That's the only reason I'm adding on to some of the thoughts that I've heard that I've always like points to ponder when they go, aha, or whatever. Those were the kind of things I always thought was
interesting. Another big stress reliever, too, is proper sleep. People mm-hmm. don't realize, you know, you're working on mm-hmm. like, you know, 5 hours of sleep, or some people are 4 hours of sleep, 4 or 5 hours of sleep. That is so not good for your stress level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, adults should be getting 7 to 8 hours, and I know that would be like in people's dream world to get 8 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. I know it would be in mine
mm-hmm.
Because people say, oh, you know, I have so much to do. If I had extra hours in the day, you're still not going to get any more sleep.
Right.
And that's what you really should focus on. You really should try to get to bed half hour earlier without the phone. You know,
right.
pick up that book. Maybe you'll
like, I love that about yourself. The book, and just like the points that you're going to give for that, you know,
nope.
just make, reminding people that there are other things that they can do.
Or a silly magazine.
Just,
when was the last time you picked up the National Enquirer?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Pick it up, read it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll laugh and that smile is contagious.
I agree completely.
But also do keep in mind that sometimes there are clinical reasons why you can't sleep well
mm-hmm.
or that you have trouble de-stressing. So Hunterdon Healthcare has great help out there to help with those issues.
Yeah, can you make, it was
that's
what,
a good point.
Which was it? It was Hunterdon had a, yeah, acronym before that you named their
Hunterdon County Region.
Oh, HRCH.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Hunterdon Regional Community Health.
Oops.
We have an integrated medicine program there, and I think that's what you were referencing, because
absolutely.
They have classes on yoga, tai chi, qigong. They do acupuncture and massage, and these are all things that if people incorporate into their lives, they really help with your stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually recently started taking a yoga class, and I'm amazed when I get out of that, I feel like I just had a massage. I mean, talk about de-stressing. So there's little things that you can do. And, you know, Colette brought up a good point before when she says you should do something for yourself. We don't do that.
Right.
You know, we don't do that. And if you take a couple minutes a day to work on some of these strategies, the benefits to you will be tenfold.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, what you're describing, you can just picture it at the office and at home
yeah.
for the employer, for the person. And, you know, just feeling good, you know, the world's your oyster. You
right.
Can, you
and,
not
we,
feeling...
and we want them to take these things home with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, share this
right.
with your
family.
Get your kids
absolutely.
Involved.
No,
get everybody moving.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about we're focusing on the workplace, but really it's about incorporating this
home.
Into your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Obesity.
I was going to say obesity, the game playing, computers, mm-hmm. all the practices, one step at a time. Like you say, just take any action forward to go home and then be able to even, you know, changing like what you're saying about planning dinners differently or whatever, small things, but they do affect the home. It all starts there. So you're going to be, I just want to congratulate you guys. Thank you for being out there doing what you're doing all together. with your different insights different, you know, visions and, you know, what you're talented at, because putting it all together and then allowing people to come out. And I really want you again, Kim, to explain where people can go to sign up and, again, to be at any of the upcoming events.
Sure. So to register for the Healthy Hunterdon Works Workforce Initiative, they can go to the Hunterdon Chamber website. The program is no cost, so it's free, which is wonderful because everybody can participate. And we are having our next champion meeting, which is a way of introducing you to the program and handing you some materials. And that's going to be on April 22nd. At Hunterdon Regional Community Health from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. And there, that location is at 215 Route 31 in Flemington, not far from the hospital. So we encourage everybody to come out, check us out, and I think you'll be really happy that you did.
And if you have any questions, feel free to call the chamber at 908-782-7115.
And what about, just one more time, Dolores, can you just share a little bit about the sponsorship opportunities again? Because I think those are really important for people.
Absolutely. So a sponsor is about $2,500, and your organization's logo will be on the promotional material, including a banner at various Hunterdon Healthcare Workforce Initiative events. You will find highlighted as a sponsor of the month in 2016 with a profile in the Chamber's monthly publications. There's also a $1,000 sponsor. Your organization's logo will be select promotion material. You will be highlighted as the sponsor of the month in 2016 Chamber monthly publications.
Great. And what about you, Colette? You want to add anything to the end of our segment here to remind everybody, if even about what you guys do?
The champion, the wellness champion, or what did you call them?
I like to call them the chief motivation officer.
Chief motivation officer.
The CMO.
Yes. So we're going to get you pom-poms. You come just to have a good time with us. That's what it's about. It's about fun. We don't want to make this stressful. That's the last thing we want.
Right. And you're also looking for partners, like strategic partners, people who could help drop off foods, you said, and then also gyms.
Right. We really want to get everybody involved. Yes. So if you have a business or organization that wants to get involved in the program, call the chamber, join the chamber, and join us in this healthy workforce initiative, because we're really trying to create a culture of health and keep Hunterdon County as the healthiest county. You got to help us do it for the eighth year.
Yes, we want to win. And I love that whole thing, too. Check the side of the vending machine, contact and switch it to water. Yeah. I love that. That's so great. Because a lot of times people prefer water. They go up and it's not there.
And it's
like, don't
there.
Think it's always a bad idea. People could be wanting you to do that, too. So this is the end of our show. It's Talented People. We're going to have 4 to 5 starting in just a few minutes. You're going to be listening to some information on real estate tax appeals that are happening, and deadlines April 1st. It's going to be very interesting. I'm going to learn a lot as well, like I did just now, with the Hunterdon Prevention Workforce Initiative program that's going on. And thank you, ladies, so much for being here today.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.
All right, you guys have a great day. Stand by. We'll be right back after the news and weather.
USA Radio News with Armstrong.
Well, I feel comfortable. I think they've done all they can.
You'd lose it completely if you had to go around being terrified all the time. Try not to think about it, but still be aware.
New York City residents commenting on the increased security in the subway system and high-profile areas today after the ISIS terror attacks in Brussels this week. Scott Pringle reports from Penn Station.
There are a handful of National Guardsmen and women in uniform wandering around here. Amtrak also has canine dogs and men with what looks like semi-automatics patrolling the main lobby here. And the NYPD has deployed counterterrorism units to the subway system.
I feel confident that they can thwart an attack?
As well as any as it could be, but there's no guarantees for anything.
But one woman told me she would like to see more bag checks. Scott Pringle at Penn Station in New York.
This is USA Radio News. Breaking news on USARadio.com.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
President Obama wants to close Gitmo, but many congressional Republicans are standing in his way. Opening a House hearing today, California Republican Ed Royce talked about the spread of ISIS and says this is no time to close the Gitmo terror detainee prison.
We are under attack. So unfortunately, we are going to need a detention facility for fanatical terrorists.
Royce says terror detainees who have been sent to other countries pose renewed threats to the U.S. New York Democrat Elliot Engel said Gitmo is costing U.S. taxpayers too much money. President Obama has long called Gitmo a recruitment poster for international terrorists. Fewer than 100 prisoners remain at Gitmo. Under President Obama's proposal, those prisoners who are not transferred to other countries would be sent to so-called supermax prisons in the U.S. The Gitmo prison is part of a sprawling U.S. Navy base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
More new homes are being sold in the U.S., but most of the increase is happening in the West. The Commerce Department says the number of new home sales rose 2%.